Rick.
Hey guys, it's Brandon Tyson, and I was talking to somebody on Team Talk about privacy. You know, we see it all over the place these days. We see it in Windows 10. We see it in the iPhone. We see it on Android. We see it all sorts of places. Well, today, we want to show you guys, you know, really the extent of this. And I did not know that this actually happened in such a fashion. And I don't even know, is there a way to actually even control this?
I don't believe so. I'm looking right now, which we'll talk about where we are here in a minute. It does appear that there is a delete button, so you can delete each of these individually. However, I don't see a remove all, and delete might only remove it from this list. That doesn't mean it removes it from their servers. But we'll discuss here, Brandon, you can say if you'd like, what we're actually concerned about right now.
We all know about Google's assistant things where you can say, okay, Google, and whatnot. Well, we're going to take a look at what actually ends up happening when you actually run those requests. Where do we want to start? We're running in a Linux virtual machine here.
Yeah, it turns out that if you go to this web address, which I think I still have here, myactivity.google.com/myactivity? Restrict equals VAA. That's the equal sign. And you can see in here all of the requests that you've made, all of the Google Now requests through OK Google and then whatever you ask it through voice, stored on Google's servers. It has all of them here, and I've been scrolling through this list and I'm not to the bottom yet. It only shows so many at once. But currently, you know, we're recording this here, May 2017. So far, I'm back to August 8th of 2015 of all the requests on all the different devices that I've signed into a specific Google account on, so my old Android phone, a tablet.
Yes, the phone some of you see me use sometimes if you've, so yeah, that one.
Any device that I've had signed into this Google account that I've said the OK Google stuff and asked it things, they're all here. Presumably, if I can access all of these from any device, that means Google or any hacker or whoever that got into my Google account could as well.
And there are tons of things here. And it's just all your recordings. I'll play one here from...
And I don't know if you can make the screen reader read it, but it also has a text transcript.
Yeah, I turned it off because it was going to start talking when I tried to play these. But
here's one. From July 30th, 2015 at 6:18 p.m. We'll see if this picks up.
When is the next time Halley's Comet comes by Earth?
When is the next time that Halley's Comet comes by Earth? I recorded that. I asked that question, and I vaguely remember asking it 2 years ago. Thinking, you know, and people do this all the time. They'll ask questions of,
what's the weather? Another one I have here, the crime rate per capita in the U.S. Set the timer for 55 minutes. Like these things here, like your timers.
Set a timer for 55 minutes.
You say that to your phone, thinking, oh, I've got something in the oven. I need to remember that it's going to be done. Hey, Google, or okay, Google, set a timer for 55 minutes. That's that. Timer goes off, or so we think. But apparently Google is storing all of your, everything you tell OK Google, no matter how trivial it may seem.
Another thing I also saw yesterday, we were talking to another person about this, and they had, we also saw where, there was an instance where they weren't even in the room, and it was collecting samples.
Yeah, if your device ever has times, and they probably do it a lot more than you think.
Do you have anything in there?
Go get phone. Actually, we don't. It's broke at 0 seconds.
Here's one that I don't know what this is. It's a bunch of what looks like gibberish. I don't know if it picked something up wrong or if it was just not there, but we'll play this and see. the transcript, it says, "Is there a low? Sometimes they're alone, but sometimes, and I try do it again, though."
Oh my gosh.
So we'll see what this was.
What?
So, I don't know if you can hear that. I'll play it again here closer to the mic. You know those times you butt dial someone and... or someone butt dials you, you answer the phone, and they didn't mean to call you. Your phone's in... or their phone's in their pocket, and you're hearing random bits of conversation or presumably possibly nothing going on their end. I just did that with Google Now right there. It thought at one point that someone said, "Okay, Google," while my phone was in my pocket. No one did. And so that was a bit of some random conversation I was having with someone throughout my day. And I can't think of the number of times, actually, I've used my phone talking with people and knowingly accidentally activated OK Google. So I can only imagine the number of times it's happened when you don't even know it.
And then when you look at that, people use this in the workplace.
Yeah.
Think about that. You're exchanging confidential information, possibly email addresses, phone numbers.
Yeah, if you tell... It's an easy way for Google to get to know what you're texting people. If you ever tell it, text Jimmy, the password is, which, please don't text passwords, but if you ever text someone through it, they know what your text is because you just told your phone what to text that person. And if that contains any sensitive information, if you tell your phone to send an email saying something, even if Google Now, whether or not it can actually send the email through Google Now, or if it takes you into your email app, you still told it what you wanted it to say, so they have that audio. They can figure your emails, your texts, who you're calling when. It's impossible to know all the ways they're using this information.
Yeah, it's crazy. Now, it does appear that if you use the dictation keyboard, it does not collect, but still.
Supposedly.
Well,
that
I could
be indifferent, URL.
That could be. That's true. But I know that the other person and I were, messing with it last night, and I kept checking, and it still said no activity, so I don't know. Maybe, I don't know how that works, but, that's just a little bit scary. Maybe?
Yes.
Just a little?
Just a lot. To know that, you know, anything you say can be used like that, and...
Yep.
Apparently, as we saw there, even
how
times...
How far back is that actually going?
It's kind of slow scrolling through here. So far, I've gotten back to January 12th of 2015.
See if you can get, like, 2011 or 2012.
Yeah, I'm hoping there's a period where I didn't use it too much, so it won't have so much in here, because it's every single entry that you've ever said in this.
That's the other thing!
And... it only shows so many at a time, so it's a little slow. Oh, it looks like we're getting further here. I think there was a gap. I didn't use it very much. It appears,
and this happens, too, I think.
It appears
this
I hit
is
the
how the
of
whole,
this.
This is how the whole Google Home is set up.
So it appears the earliest showing up in here, and this might have been when I got my Android phone and first really signed into it, July 9th, 2014.
Okay.
Now, I haven't even looked at my other Google accounts that I had signed in at different points. So, let me actually copy real quick. Let me copy this URL into another tab. It's probably going to make me sign back in here. Let me sign into another account. It may not have as much. I'm not sure. But... we will see. I don't know my password for this one. It's been a while. That's it. Yeah. It doesn't appear there is anything for this.
Does it just say no activity?
Yes, it does. Now, I do want to say, I just saw something here in this one. That says, only you can see this data. Google protects your privacy and security. Now...
I see that too, but it's
to someone who... well, and that could be taken a few ways. Only you can see this. One might initially think, well, that means Google can't see this. It's just me. You know, they don't have access to us. It's just an anonymous server. But it could also be taken as they're not even talking about Google. Google has this info. Google, of course, can see it. It's saying only you. You're the only person being signed into this account that can see it. Meaning, unless you're signed into this account, no one else could see it, is probably what it's saying. That doesn't say anything about Google not being able to see it.
Right, exactly.
And if Google has it on their servers for you to see,
mm-hmm.
it means Google has it.
And another thing that makes it kind of fishy, they don't advertise this page.
No, it's not an easy thing to reach. I mean,
just going to myactivity.google.com won't even show it to you.
Right, it's one of those things.
I had to do a specific search.
It's one of those things. If companies want something to be readily available, one of the best ways to do that is to give it a catchy or easy URL, web address. You know, and that's why a lot of pages will be simply a website name / that page name, or that page name dot the website name. If they're as Brandon said, you can't go to just myactivity.google.com. It doesn't work. You have to put in this full web address of myactivity.google.com/myactivity ? Oh, this is different because I've gone places. Auth user equals 18 restrict =VAA. Like something of that sort. It's not meant for people to be able to figure out and go to. It's a back end. It's something made to directly access Google servers.
Yeah, now I'm confused because the other person was able to go just directly to myactivity.google.com and see it. So I don't know why.
Were you able to?
Actually, you know what? I bet it was. I could have had I used OK Google.
Myactivity.google.com for me. It does take you there. It pops up a thing that says, "Welcome to My Activity. Rediscover the things you've searched and visited on Google." It says it's the next button, but I don't know. We put data to work for you. Your activity helps make your Google experience faster, smarter, and more useful. So it sounds like they use that. They have to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in control. You can easily delete specific items or entire topics. You can also change your settings and decide what data gets associated with your account. But it's still here in order for you to delete, because you can't delete it until you go in here to view it. So...
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's anywhere in the settings UI in the Android platform.
I don't believe so, no.
But, I mean, even there, though, the voice stuff... I mean, you have to specifically look for it. I mean, because you have search results mixed in. You can
and look at this. I just went into the activity stuff.
Yep.
And it says it's checked by default. It says include Chrome browsing history and activity from websites and apps that use Google services. So this isn't just Google. This is anything you do if you use the Chrome web browser. All your history.
I can see every single search I made. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
It said sometime last week I searched for something about Ubuntu.
Anything you do in Gmail, Google Drive, any Google service.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube is a Google service.
Yes.
Remember, that's bought out by Google. They manage that.
In fact, they gave me a watch history for some video.
Yeah.
I saw it yesterday going through there. So,
location history is turned on by default. It can see all your location history.
Now, that's different. I mean, it's still kind of...
I don't think it needs to be stored, though. It's one thing for them to to have your location, but to store your previous locations.
Well, how would apps like Rewards be able to do their thing where they ask, how was this place?
They mark your location when you go there, but then it's deleted once.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
By default, it enables your device information, such as contacts, calendars, apps, and other device data. Voice and audio activity, we've already seen that. YouTube search history. YouTube watch history, there you go, Brandon.
Yep.
And it looks like it can also link with Google Plus and other such things.
Probably. And you said Google got sued a while back.
Yeah, they did for not following, supposedly at least, not following what was in their privacy guidelines. Wow. Which no one bothers to read anyway. At least 99% of people don't. It's very lengthy, very wordy, often on purpose, so people won't read it. Well, this has been very informative.
I think it's just interesting, kind of, to, you know, if anything, just kind of show people what actually goes on.
Right, and I mean, it's, you know, makes...
And this whole thing started when I was told about some stuff with Windows 10, which I didn't realize that some of it was in the UI, but I think, I don't know which one, I don't know if we can say which one has it worse. I don't know if we can really measure that.
I think all large corporate, not all large corporations.
Apple does okay.
I think most electronics companies have some sort of gain by storing information.
Yeah.
And I think, yes, I think some companies do a better job of either informing you of what information they have or allowing you to disable that information being transmitted to them. But I think it does happen with a lot of...
Definitely. So, think about, you guys, the times when you're, you know, when you're doing stuff with your touch, for those of you who use a Braille Note Touch, you know, it's like how tied to Google that thing really is. It's a Braille Note, but, you know, it's not your traditional Braille Note, and it's tied to your Google stuff.
On July 2014, I said, define supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
There's another example right there.
And it means extraordinarily good or wonderful.
So, yep. So unless you have anything else to say, that'll probably do it for the recording, and I'll just do the edits, and then...
Sounds good.
So, yeah, just wanted to share this with you guys. Kind of just decided to throw it together, so you can, you know, I'll have the comments enabled on the feed, so that you can leave comments, and then, you know, of course, as always, the contact information is on my page. So, that will do it for the recording. Alright, well, we'll get this uploaded for you guys, and we'll be in good shape. So, thanks for listening, guys.